Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome to IRIB English Radio And you are listening to the program Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة One of the keys of life is protecting yourself and avoiding harm Islam has informed and instructed us that we need to take care of our body mentally and physically. And why is that? It is simple, because mentally and physically is what we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I harm myself in any way, shape, and form, I'm depriving myself that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I and you will be questioned about that. As we mentioned previously, that this body that we have is actually an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A trust, a covenant between us and Allah has been made about taking care of our bodies and that we need to worship Him. Now, the ma'sumeen, the infallibles, in this regard, they say that you must protect yourself from harm. And one of the ways that we protect our bodies from harm is that we need to take extra care when it comes to our eating habits. What we eat, what we drink, it must be maintained. We see that Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he himself said, لو أن الناس قصروا في الطعام, if people eat less, لَسْتَقَامَتْ أَبْدَانُهُمْ Their bodies will be rectified. They will be strong. And also was narrated from one of the infallible saying, مَنْ قَلَّ طَعَامُهُ صَحَّ بَدَنُهُ He who eats less, then his body will be healthy. And you can tell from what you see in today's world that we have a problem, a big problem, and that is obesity. We have people who are obese and too sick and too frail to do anything. So this all has to do with our eating habits. The less we eat, the healthier we are. And we've been told from medical experts that most of the diseases, if not all of them, are actually caused due to food and the things that we consume. So I and you have a requirement to take care of our body. When we eat, we have to know what we are eating. Is it good for me? Is it bad for me? It's not a matter of taste. It's not a matter of preference. It's not a matter of desire. This is our health we are talking about. Once we lose it, we have nothing else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt have instructed us to take good care of our bodies. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, Al-ma'idatu hawdhu al-badan. The abdominal is the carrier of the whole body. Wal-uruqu ilayha waridatun. And the arteries are rivers that flows into it. Fa'in sahhat al-ma'idatu, when the abdominal is safe and healthy, sadarat al-uruqu bis-sahha. These arteries become healthy as well. So we can see that the body itself will get affected by what we eat and what we consume. As Muslims, we have a duty to take care of our bodies. Let us take a short break and we will come back right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life, and we're looking at one of the keys of life, and that is to take care of your body. Now, we can take care of our body physically, and sometimes we need to take care of our body mentally as well. Because if a person mentally going through traumas, stress, depression, sadness, and all these things in between, which we seem to have a lot these days, then obviously it will hinder the work and the functionality of my body. The more I take care of my mental state, the happier my body is. Even medical experts, they tell us that those who have mental issues or those who stress a lot, they cause their body to be sick. So it's not a matter of the body only, but if I and you mentally not stable, not healthy, not happy, then that will obviously have an effect on my body. And if I have so many things on my mind, if I am worried, confused, depressed, sad, how am I going to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him with full conscience? We see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa and the Ahlul Bayt, they even give us instructions to take care of our mental health. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Safiru tasuhu, travel for you will be healthy. Now we know that if I'm sick physically and I travel, it's not going to cure my cancer, nor will it cure my ulcer or anything else. But at least it will help me mentally. When we travel, we kind of remove all the worry that we have, all the depression that we have. We see something new, different faces, different places. It makes me and you much, much more healthier, much more happier. We get more excited and so on and so forth. So the Prophet says, you need to take care of your mental health. Go travel, go for a trip. Relieve yourself of everyday stress. That's also an instruction from the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. Also, as the Ahlul Bayt tell us, not only you have the physical part of the body you have to worry about, not only you have the mental part to worry about, but also you have to take care of your spirituality as well. Because this is also another dimension of the human being that needs to be happy. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Surely with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will be content. Happiness, inner happiness, inner peace will only come if we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we indulge in the worldly matter and desires, the more depressed and sad we will be. Therefore, you see Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he says in a hadith where he talks about Salatul Layl, the night prayer. And he says, waking up during the night, praying your night prayer, it keeps your body healthy, not only physically, but also spiritually. Again, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, being silent, being quiet is health, is safeguard. The less we talk, the less we say things, the more comfortable and relaxed our souls are. So let us take care of our bodies more often. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.